Following podcasts may contain themes of an adult or horrific nature when featured within an attraction. It may contain adult language and is not intended for people below the age of 18. Listeners of a sensitive nature should turn off now. All opinions and views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of ScareTrack, ScareTour, or any of our associates. Now, let's begin the show.
Hello and welcome to episode 30 of the ScareTrack podcast. This is Mikey and in the studio today I'm with Hannah. Hannah, how's it going?
It's going well, thanks. I can't believe Halloween's over.
I know, we're gutted. It's currently the 24th of November of time of recording, so Halloween's been over for nearly a whole month.
I know, but it went so fast.
It went so quick. Considering our first visit was like in mid-September, it's gone. It's gone mega fast. We've also got Sean. Sean, how's it going, pal?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
We're all good. Yeah, how's it going down south?
Oh, down south, it's fucking freezing.
It's pretty cold up here too, to be fair. It is pretty
cold. Yeah, to be fair, you talking about Halloween, actually, I can't believe it's nearly a month ago. Now it seems... seems just like yesterday.
All my troubles seem so far
away. Don't sing.
Okay. So, bless you. But the good thing about it, we're in the UK, which can only mean Christmas scare attractions.
Woo!
We've got loads coming up. Woo! But we're not going to talk about those today. This is a little bit of a different episode. So, we are going to review and talk about all the UK scares. That's mainly what we are, as a UK-based scare podcast. If you have missed the last month's worth of updates, we've had loads. We have had our Europa Park episode from Germany, our Mickey's Not So Scary episode from Orlando, our Halloween Horror Nights Orlando podcast, and we've also had our Busch Gardens Howlow Scream from Tampa. So we've had our on-location episodes from all those parks. Now it's time to bring you everything we managed to get to do. In the UK, and there's quite a bit. So in this episode, we're going to split them basically in two parts because we've just got so much stuff. In this episode, we're going to be covering Farmageddon, Orton Towers, Twisted Attractions Terror Farm, Dr. Fright's Halloween Nights, and Screamfest Burton. But don't panic if you haven't heard your favourite attraction on there, because in part two, on episode 31, we'll be talking about Tully's Shocktoberfest, Fear at Avon Valley, Fort Amherst, House of the Dead, Thorpe Park Fright Nights, and Scare Kingdom. We also have another show after that, which is a full on-location episode from Immersive Events. We went to their Darna prison and had like an hour and a half, 2 hour experience that is worthy of a show in itself. And then, just before Christmas, we'll get our Aftershock, because we went to ScareCon Aftershock, which was great, wasn't it, Hannah?
Oh my God, it was so much fun.
It was awesome. So we'll be getting that show on, and we may have a cheeky little interview with Michael Bolton from ScareCon himself as well. So before we delve into our on-location footage, Sean, are you excited?
Yeah, can't wait to hear it.
I'm excited. Hannah, are you excited?
I'm more nervous, because some of this audio is like 2 months old. That I haven't actually heard yet, so I don't know if I was screaming like a big girl.
There's a couple of screams in there. Before we get into our on-location scares, like we mentioned there, we have visited as many attractions as we can, but we don't even scratch the surface when it comes to UK scare attractions. The people that do are ScareTour, so make sure if you want to see all the news, rumours, reviews, absolutely everything regarding the UK scare attraction industry, make sure you head over to our friends' website of ScareTour at scaretouruk.com. You can also check them out on Facebook at www.facebook.com. facebook.com/scaretour. So let's go in and delve deep into our on-location footage.
I like going in deep.
We can leave that in for sure.
No.
Yeah, we can.
Hello, ScareTrack fans, and we're at Farmageddon on the 13th of September 2016. It is the first official night of Halloween for us here. It is the first Halloween attraction that we're going to be going through of the 2016 season, and I must tell you that the atmosphere here is absolutely electric. There are scare actors absolutely everywhere terrorising us while we enjoy the free alcohol and the free food that the Farmageddon have put on for us this evening. We're just about to go through and start our scares of this evening, and I can't tell you how absolutely excited we are to get going this evening.
So yeah, 10 years ago, Farmageddon was hatched. At the time, it was one of the few scare attractions in the UK. And over those 10 years, the scare attraction industry has grown and grown to become, hundreds and hundreds of events pop up throughout the year. And tonight we have a gentleman here that is who I call the encyclopedia of the scare attraction industry. His name's Michael Bolton. Put your hand up, Michael, please. Michael is mad. He travels the UK. He's an accountant in his daytime, but at the other time of the year or parts of the week, whenever he finds time to fit it all in, he travels more or less every scare attraction in the UK. And if he can't get there, one of his team does. So, guys, amongst you, the press or whatever, if you want to know about anything to do with the scare attraction industry, Michael is your man. So, Michael, thank you for your endeavours and enthusiasm over the years. Thank you.
Shout out for good old Michael Bolton there. Okay then, guys, we are here at Farmageddon and we are going into our first maze, which is Terror on the Farm. It's me and Hannah here, and we're here with a few guys from the Freak and Fear podcast, we PvP events, Cracked, and Michael Bolton, Sarah Clone from Scare Tour. There's loads of us here tonight on the first press night of Farmageddon. So they've had some changes to Terror on the Farm. The front looks awesome. They've got video screens playing rock and roll music. They've got like a mannequin band down the bottom. And of course, we've got those sexy dancers in brand new outfits this year, dancing on the top.
Like evil, sexy clowns.
Evil, sexy clowns. Who doesn't love an evil, sexy
clown?
And they
seem to be being dancing more, a bit more risque than last year. I've seen a lot of buttocks.
Oh, Hannah's seen a lot of buttocks. So, we are here for our first attraction, Terror on the Farm. We'll let you know what it's like when we get out the other side. See you later. So, from the queue line of rock and roll music, we go into our first house of the 2016 Halloween season. Terror on the Farm. Come join us for the ride, guys.
I see potential. Yeah, I see potential for a lot of drop boxes here. It's quite closed corridors, low ceilings. Wow.
Whoa, jeez. Bloody hell. We have just gone out of Terror on the Farm, which was absolutely awesome. Hannah, did you love it?
Oh my god, I loved it so much. There were so many new, unique scares.
Yeah, and they had a whole new beginning to it as well. The foundry that made the maze just twice as long. It was absolutely awesome. And now we're in the queue for our next attraction, which is Zombie Paintball.
We've just got our paintballs. Hannah just dropped all her paintballs on the floor.
Yeah, I have a habit of dropping balls on the floor.
Giggity. And just had to get another load of tuba balls. I've got my tuba balls, so we are ready to shoot some zombies. Hurrah!
Hurrah!
We all good to go?
Let's go.
On you go.
How many?
Nine.
Guys, let's go. Follow the trailer. Walk up the top for me first, please.
Cheers, guys.
Watch your steps. You go on the step because it is slippery.
Where are we going? Great job, guys. Thanks, guys. Start loading from that end, please. Loading from that end, please, mate.
Sweet. Oh, this ain't easy.
Top bunk. Is that what it's called? Top bunk.
We're on the top bunk.
Top bunk in the rain.
So there's someone that's come dressed in a full-on nice black dress. There's women wearing the whitest of white trousers.
Who's wearing white trousers?
Hurrah! We're on zombie paintball. To the next.
Who's firing blanks?
Guys, keep your eyes peeled. Someone's coming up front. Zombie cat!
Shoot him! Shoot the zombies! Woo! So we just come out of Meat Locker. That was awesome. The chainsaws at the end. Hannah was running for the exit as always.
I was.
You were. We're now, if you listen to the crazy music, we're now in the queue for Contagion.
Oh,
Contagion.
I'm so looking forward to going to this again.
Yeah, it's Armageddon's 3D maze. So you wear 3D glasses and then you go through the maze. I remember it last year being very scary and very long. So come join us.
Last year you dropped to the floor.
I did. It scared me.
And I'm so glad that other mazes this year are actually taking on Chroma Depth. Is that what it's called?
I think, I don't know.
Yeah, so other mazes this year are taking on the Chroma Depth sort of aspect of scare mazes, and I think that that is something that I'd like to see a little bit more of myself personally. We're about to go in.
So we have finished our night here at Farmageddon, and we're now making our way back onto the car park. It was great to see the guys on PUP and Cracked, and we're finishing the night off here with Mark, Sarah and Michael. Michael and Sarah from Scare Tour. Hannah, did you have a good night?
I had a fantastic night. I absolutely love the way Farmageddon sort of sets us up. Sorry, I've got the hiccups. Sort of sets us up for the year, sort of every year. It's the place to be. And the sets, the actors, everything's on top notch, and I absolutely adore it.
Yeah, I'll let you carry on with your hiccuping. All right. And Michael from Scare Tour. The only reason we could get here tonight is because of Michael, so thank you for that. Michael, do you enjoy Farmageddon again?
Oh, I love Farmageddon. Yeah, it's always like the first night of Halloween for us, isn't it? So Halloween 2016 has started at Farmageddon, and what a way to start. Great sets, great attractions, just really, really good fun. Rock and roll.
Hey there, guys. We are here at Dr. Fright's Halloween Nights in Northampton. It's myself and Hannah. Hannah, how's it going?
It's going really well, thank you. I'm dead excited to be here.
Yeah, we always love coming here every year. It has that sort of B-movie horror feel to it, doesn't it? Which is really fun. We are just here, just arrived, waiting for the Scare Tour guys and Mr. ScareCon, Michael Bolton himself. We're going to be going all through the mazes all together. Sean has already been to Dr. Fright's Halloween Nights this season, so we're going to have a little bit of on-location audio from us here live, and then we'll chat to Sean back in the studio about the event. We're also here with Martin. Martin's our on-location guy that joins us throughout various haunts throughout the month. You're looking forward to Dr. Frights?
Oh yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and this is your second time visiting now?
I couldn't come last year, but the year before was my first time. Awesome. It was good, yeah.
Yeah, sweet. We're really looking forward to go through it. So what we're going to do, we're going to go through all... They've got five attractions, but one's a double feature. So it's technically sort of four doors we've got to go through, but one maze is a double maze. So we'll go through them, and then at the end of the night, we'll give our thoughts on them, and then again, discuss it with Sean in the studio. So we'll see you a little bit later. Hey guys, we have just left Dr. Fright's Halloween Nights. We are now in the car trying to get warm. We had a really fun night. Hannah, how'd you enjoy it?
I really enjoyed it. Dr. Fright's is always sort of on my top list every Halloween, and this year didn't disappoint. they did a movie massacre sort of theme.
Yeah, Cinemassacre, wasn't
it? Cinemassacre. And I thoroughly enjoyed the double feature, even though I'm a big wash for chainsaws. I think it was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. And Hannah touched on it there. What Dr. Frights has started doing this last few years is a sort of like a general theme of the whole event. So last year was American Nightmares, and we went through like the old American horror movies, and then this year was Cinemassacre. So you had a attraction from each
decade.
Each decade, thank you. So you had It's Alive, which was set from the 50s. You had the double feature, which was set in the 70s. We had some great attractions. So Martin, did you enjoy it overall?
Yeah, I thought it was all round a good event. Well presented. You got the music. Yeah.
Boobs.
We'll put a point out. The second half of the double feature was the Grindhouse Presents Slaughterhouse Rocks. And myself and Martin may have enjoyed the boobs in there. Yeah, just saying. So any actors, Dr. Frights Halloween Nights, good job. So what we're going to do, we'll chat a little bit about each maze. So the first one we did was the double feature one. The first one was called The Tribe. So you went in, and the theming was kind of like, what is a tribe in like a rainforest kind of thing. It reminded me similar to the Woods maze they did a couple of years ago. Similar kind of thing, but more sort of voodoo men, that kind of thing. Very dark. That one I felt nice and sort of claustrophobic. I don't know if anyone said nice and claustrophobic before. but I think that's the kind of idea they were getting from. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. They used the space well. It was quite dark in the room, so you didn't really see the actors come in. So we had quite a few jump scares, not realising there was an actor in a corner.
Yeah. I think, but that maze, although we enjoyed it, was just topped so much by the second half of the Cannibal double feature, which was the Slaughterhouse Rocks, presented by Grindhouse. Now, Grindhouse has been with Dr. Frights for years, and it always has sort of a similar theme, but a new incarnation every year. That was fantastic. It was their most brightest lit maze, which we did enjoy being able to see the sets more so in this one. You could tell the actors in there were very vocal, very in your face. They didn't mind picking on people, very in your face with chainsaws. That to me is actually our highlight of the evening was at Slaughterhouse Rocks. What do you reckon?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
Wicked. Thanks, guys.
Sorry, I was reading this.
Oh, Hannah's reading the map while we're in the car. It's too late now. We finished it. So that one was set in the 1980s. We then moved over to the 1950s. We stepped back in time.
It was set in
the 1970s. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading the map wrong. So that one was set in the 1970s. We then stepped back in time over to It's Alive, which was set in the 1950s. And although I don't think we've seen any horror movies from the 1950s. You may have seen a couple.
We haven't, but I think it was good to go through a maze and see some kind of classics that if you were to see them in a maze from nowadays, probably wouldn't work. And you think, oh, why is there a werewolf here? But because you knew it was like a sort of B-movie classic, you didn't mind that the costumes weren't realistic because they weren't in those films of that era.
Yeah, it was very had a rustic feel, like old school Hammer horror type of feel, didn't it?
I think that's what they were going for.
Yeah, don't like you're stepping into a Hammer horror film.
It was also nice that the entire sort of maze was just pitch black but lit by lightning. So obviously it wasn't real lightning; it was lights that simulated lightning. But I think that was dead good because it worked better than a strobe, I think.
Yeah, I think sometimes throughout the evening, although I've really enjoyed it, I felt like there was a lot of strobes used. Where although the strobes are awesome, there were some sets I just wanted to see more of.
Yeah.
Would you say that's fair? Because we know, I remember back when we did Bad Trip here 4 years ago.
Oh,
I loved Bad Trip. some of the sets are really quite good. Considering we were just chatting to Joe, one of the owners, they only have 3 weeks to build this place. It's an empty field and they add up 1,000,001 marquees, all the lights, sounds, electrics, food, toilets. what they do in 3 weeks is I can barely put up one tent within a day. So the fact that they can do all that in 3 weeks and have those four, technically five attractions, because one's a double feature. So this year there's five attractions. To do that in 3 weeks is really impressive. Yeah. So completely hats off to the team. Their team's also volunteer-based, absolutely fair play to all the actors. You could tell some were doing it, have been doing it for a lot longer, and some maybe so starting off, but they were all fair play to anyone who's happy to give up their time to make an event even better than it already is. Yeah. And that's what we've always loved about Dr. Fright's Halloween Nights. You could tell it has that family feel. You can tell people have passion, especially the guys that run it. The fact that they only have 3 weeks to build and get set up and ready, it is really kudos to them. So then we went over to our third, technically fourth attraction, which was the Cabin of Evil. That one's set in the 1980s, and it had sort of like an Evil Dead
kind of feel. It did have an Evil Dead feel. I saw the Book of the Dead from Evil Dead on the table in the first and middle room.
Ooh. Yeah, you say that because we technically went through this twice, would you say? They had a really smart scene halfway through where you sort of walked in and out
of a cinema,
and it was like an old VHS tape rewinding. It said, "VHS is rewinding, please move forward," etc. And you basically did the whole maze again, but on its head, so the opposite way around.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was a new idea.
It was good. I mean, it was good to see everyone sort of taking in what had just happened with the VHS clip and going, "Hang on, this is room number one."
Yeah.
And then going, "No, it is, because there's the book." And, "Oh, I've seen this before. There was an actor here." And then the second time we went through, there was a lot more actors than in the first area.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in the flipped second half.
Yeah.
Though I was expecting an actor from a jump point that we'd already seen. But there was, like, three in that area.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, a strong maze. Again, I would have liked to have seen some of the sets more, because we do lots of scare attractions, I think our eyes are trained to see in strobes a bit better than others. And I still struggled. It would have been nice to be able to sort of see more of it.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's just because we can see that they've done detail to the set.
You can see that they've put a hell of a lot of effort
into
it. And
that's why we want to see it.
And it's because some rooms are more strobey rather than flickery, maybe. Maybe a flickering candle would work. It would be nice to see some of the sets, especially some of the sets in our last attraction, which was the Further, which is set in the 2010s. Again, a sort of like an Insidious, Conjuring feel. That's why it's called the Further. Again, this what mazes, you can tell it's more to the teen crowd, because the teen crowd won't really know some of these older horror movies. It's more set to the, and a lot of the clientele this evening I noticed were younger.
Yes,
there was a very young crowd in there. Although there was no issue, sometimes you kind of think, oh, a bunch of youth is going to kick off, it's going to be trouble. Overall, it was a great atmosphere. Everyone was really, really having fun, enjoying just the fun. Like, they're not here to get tortured and to get tied up, and they're here to come through some scare mazes and have a good time. And everyone had a great time tonight, and Dr. Fright's always deliver to give you a fun evening. And that's what they gave us in the Further. Again, some rooms just, I think that's the only one criticism we have from this evening, really, isn't it? It is
too strobey.
Just too strobey.
Yeah.
Like, we like a good strobe, but, and not to say that the mazes weren't great because of the strobe, I just think it would have been nicer to see more of the set.
You want
to
see the attention to detail.
Yeah, because although they do only have 3 weeks, and it's set in a field as Harris fencing, that sort of like have walls attached to it and such. It's not like an actual building or, you know, what walls and such. But what they do with what they have is amazing, and the sets are really enjoyable. They're very good to see. There was one scene in the Insidious section of the Further with the sort of demon behind bars with all the candles.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That looked really impressive.
I would have liked to have been able to stop and have a little look at it.
Yeah, yeah. And there's certain areas of that maze which were were themes as well. But like we say, we just needed that little bit more lighting. But that's for us geeky folk. I'm pretty certain every single person I've seen go through those doors tonight have come out absolutely screaming.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So for the clientele, for the market they have, they hit the nail on the head. So real kudos to Dr. Fright's Halloween Nights yet again. Hi there, guys. We have just arrived at Screamfest Burton, and it is crazy busy.
It's rammed.
It's absolutely rammed. I just heard them say that they are at over 2,300 and something people in this park. I asked what their capacity was to not be told. Didn't decide to tell me, so I don't really know. But we're here, like we say, at Screamfest Burton. We do enjoy this event. We're looking forward to it. We've got a brand new attraction this year, which is Love Hurts. Love Hurts is replacing Nocturnal of previous years. And we've still got the other four attractions, Soul Seekers, which is in, I think it's fourth year now. We have Nightbringer that was new last year, Freak Out that was new last year, and we have the returning Children of the Corn for its third or fourth year, I think. This park has just grown and grown and grown over the years. I remember we came about 5 years ago and it had Slasher, the barn, and another corn maze. And we came near Halloween then and it was a lot quieter. Tonight, this is extremely big. Like, all the queues are overflowing. We're now nowhere near the entrance to the queue of Love Hurts, but we're all the way back. But the atmosphere seems great. Martin is actually with us, and I'm here with Chris as well from Escape Entertainment. Martin, you actually came on press night, and you're back again, so I suppose you enjoyed yourself when you came on press night?
Yeah, it was a good event. I preferred it to last year's. It was quite busy on opening night still, but we still managed to get on everything. The new maze is...
Different, you said.
It's different. It's good. It's not going to be to everyone's taste. It's different, but it is enjoyable.
Awesome. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. And Chris, you came with us last year as well?
Actually, Mike, I missed last year, but I came with you for the 3 years previous to that.
Oh, okay. So you missed... Did you miss last year?
I did miss last year, Mikey. Okay. Yes, I did. Yes. I had the children.
So this year you're back again. It looks quite different to it did a few years ago.
Yeah, it does. Like you say, everything's different. And in all the years I've been, this is the busiest I've ever seen it. Quite excited to see what they've got in store for us tonight, though.
Yeah, same here, especially with Love Hurts. So we always love going through a new attraction. That's why we've hit it first. You know, it is very, very busy. We're not sure if we'll get through everything tonight, so I want to at least be able to go through the new attraction and see what it's like. What I have noticed different is they've got a Screamfest DJ now in the middle of a little pond. How he gets there, I have no idea. Maybe he has a little canoe. But he's there all by himself.
You can request.
Text for a request. This would be funny. Everyone, text this number, 07415 106 798. That's 07415 106 798. Everyone who listens to this podcast, there's a few thousand of you around the whole world, just text that. It's a UK number, and just say, I can see you sleeping. Just so this guy, when this podcast goes out in a month's time, gets 1,000 texts of just saying, I can see you sleeping. I think that'd be hilarious.
A group of 16 just come out the exit.
Oh, we just had a big group come out.
Put the phone number
Seekers
on Facebook. Yeah. Get your mates. Let's
share
get this
it.
Global. Let's get this global.
Yeah, yeah.
So, tweet with the hashtag.
Text to request.
Skeleton DJ guy.
Anyway, so that was it. So we are now going to go through Love Hurts. I say now we're just at the back of the queue. So we're going to get a little bit of audio. The nice people of Screamfest Burton have said that we are allowed to record a snippet of audio from the attraction. So we'll... get you a little bit of audio of Love Hurts and chat about it afterwards.
It will probably be Mikey screaming like a girl.
Maybe so. So we've just arrived at the front of Nocturnal. That was the old one. It's Love Hurts. Fair play to him. We've only waited 20 minutes and the queue is out the door. We've only waited 20 minutes. So we're just going to get a safety briefing, then we're going to go through the maze. I can see a bar. I don't know if it's open, but the facade is a bar. We all understand.
Yes.
Right. So that was... I didn't hear a lot of it, but it was...
too quick, especially for the first scene.
How many?
Three. Thank you. We're crammed into a toilet which looks disgusting. So split the group up into the toilet, smart. Actual like sewer drips dropping down, which is really quite smart. It's as if you're like in an underground sewer. So we just came out of the new attraction here at Burton Scream Fest, which was Love Hurts. The theming in there was great. Really enjoyed the theming. It felt like you're underground, like drips, loads of bodies. Don't quite get it. Bit odd. I don't quite get it. It's like Love Hurts. I suppose Nocturnal, you thought you were going to a nightclub, you weren't. You're going to basically a butcher's. But this was a similar kind of thing. You think you're going like sort of speed dating at a bar kind of thing, and then you're at kind of like a butcher's because you go underground and they all tell you, oh, we've got a big guy here. Wicked. So we are now going to get into the next queue. It was good in that. They had a finale. They have a spoiler alert, a chainsaw finale, which was cool. They did it differently to how they would normally do it. You're talking into Don King.
Hello. I am.
Well
hello.
Done. He's got smaller in his own age.
At least he knew it was Don King. So we're. Yeah, but we ended up. It was a nice flow to the maze. It didn't matter how big group you were because it was sort of like all split up anyway after the first scene. But. The last big scene, we were a group of 26. Too big, too many. You couldn't see, you couldn't really do much. But overall, still quite a good attraction. I think if it was a quieter night, you'd get a really good run through that maze. So we're now going to our second maze. People are staring at me like I'm in a zoo because they're wondering what I'm doing. But we're going into Soul Seekers. Soul Seekers now in its fourth year, I think, here. It was debuted the same year as Nocturnal did a few years ago. So that's usually one of my faves. So we're going to do that.
Find your own way out. I guarantee you'll go the wrong way. Wait for them to show you where to go. Find it. No hoods. Hats are okay. Hoods are not. Because when you see faces and can't really see them, you've got. Are we all good with all that?
Yes.
Lovely. Thank you. It's good for you. Any questions from anyone? Good. Are we all feeling okay?
So we're just about to go through Soul Seekers here at Burton Scream Fest. We're going to take you for a little bit of the ride and then we'll discuss it when we get out. We are in the biggest group I've ever seen, but hey, hey. We only had to wait another 20 minutes, so again, not too bad. We are now in the queue for Freak Out, which has a really short queue actually, so that's really good. Soul Seekers was really fun. There was too many in there. There's way too many people let in the group, but overall the maze is still really good. It's really fun. It's always one of the faves really, especially here at Scream Fest. They got a new ending kind of now really. There's like an ice room. You go into a freezer of dead bodies. It would have been nicer if that room was cold, because it wasn't, but it looked good. It utilised an old scare that used to be there to make it slightly different this time, with like a guy that's been frozen. And then the ending,
visually looks really good. Real good, real improvement on the previous ending visually with the theming, but operationally, it wasn't as fun. I used to enjoy the Soul Seekers where you could literally get lost in there and wander around and think you're getting out, but you're not getting out, and then not really let out. You could have like two or three rotations. Now, it's just a general straight through.
On VIP, Mark,
you went around twice. Okay, yeah, they've just stopped that because of the busy night. Obviously, if you pay your money once, most people would only come on one night, I suppose. So tonight, I'd base it on what we've done tonight, and it does make it that little bit shorter. It's not the longest maze. It is good. The theming's beautiful, as always. And like I say, the theming was better in that last room. So visually, it looks good, but operationally, for throughputs, you want to be not letting people go around many, many times. But it just made the ending not as fun as I used to enjoy it. I used to be terrified in that room, and this one, it was more pretty. Nothing wrong with that. I like a pretty maze. So, like we say, we are in the queue for Freakout. Freakout was my favourite maze last year. It's only a standard clown maze, but I say only. It's just really wacky, really fun. Not scary as such, but a really fun attraction. So I'm really glad it's here again. And Martin, again, who was here on press night, has said there's a few changes compared to last year again.
Yeah, it's just a couple of tweaks. Nothing major. They haven't really changed the layout. I think it's more the actors in there that sort of make it. So whereas last year it was sort of a set route, you know, when I came on VIP night, it was crazy. They were sending you all different ways. You're getting lost. You're getting split off from everyone, then bumping into the occasional person. So I'm just hoping tonight it's not disappointing.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. They're letting lots through when there's only a really small queue for this one. So I'm hoping we get a really good run. So yeah, join us, guys. We'll take you for a ride again for Freak Out here at Screamfest Burton. It was fun, I like it. I didn't see many clowns though. Do you see many clowns?
No. I think I saw three clowns.
Yeah, that's a shame. Still, don't get us wrong, it's still a fun attraction. I do like Freak Out. I like the soundtrack more than anything, the visuals, it's fun. Here he is. Anyway, we're going to move on. It was still fun, we still enjoyed it. We've got two more attractions. We've got the Children of the Corn Hayride, and we've also got Nightbringer.
We have just found a shallow grave. A shallow grave with a body in it. And we believe this body may just be the Nightbringer, or the so-called witch. So I'd like you guys to follow me, come this way.
I need to reduce the power. Everybody stay in this room.
Right there, guys, we just came out of a Nightbringer, and we actually had, considering how busy the night was, our group didn't seem too big, and it was a really good run. Martin, you just said that was the best run you've ever had through that maze.
Yeah, last year the queues weren't the greatest, and by the time we got into each scene, the scene had finished. On VIP night, when we come, I don't think the videos were working, because all they had was the actors out of their hidey holes, just telling you to get out, basically. So it was good to go through it today and obviously have the video footage and, you know, go for the maze as it should be. Second scene scared the crap out of me.
It did, I saw you jump. And Chris, it was the first time you ever went through it. Chris from Escape Entertainment, how did you like it?
I thought it was a good effort. It was. It was probably the best maze of the night so far. Like you say, it helps having a smaller group. Especially being at the front of the group, we caught all the scene as it was supposed to.
Yeah, actually, thinking about that, we were at the front of the group, so that did help definitely to get into each scene.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, so our last scare attraction of the night here at Burton Screamfest is Children of the Corn, which is their trailer ride. Not a lot really happens on the trailer ride. It's more of just a form of transport to get you to the corn maze, which is quite far away from the main park. I remember years ago there used to be more action on the actual trailer, but now, like we say, it's just more to get you to the corn maze. The great thing about this corn maze is it's really high, and it's a really long maze, this one, isn't it? It's usually the longest one of the night. It's been Children of the Corn now for, I think, 3 years. It's had a few theme changes, but yeah, it's been Children of the Corn for the last 3 years. So join us along, we've put a few snippets in the show, so enjoy.
Skype!
That was so that brings us to the end of our evening here at Screamfest Burton. Just got out with Children of the Corn. Really enjoyable maze. It was good. There's a few times where I thought there's not enough actors at certain points, but then at other points more than made up for it. So yeah, really enjoyable, and a really good set piece at the end. They've got like a steak scare. That probably means nothing in audio, but if you saw it, you'd know what I mean. It's actually really quite impressive. Something that I saw at Europa Park a few times. So really enjoyable. That brings us to the end of the night. As I say, very busy night tonight. I heard rumblings of the word capacity quite a number of times. So take that as you will. But yeah, it was a really good night. We look forward to coming again here next year. Hey there guys, so we have just finished our very quick flying visit to Orton Towers Scarefest. It was really good. We had four mazes to go through and a couple of scare zones. So first of all, the scare zones, we had the one that was the same as last year, which was the Dark Apocalypse in the Forbidden Valley area. That's fun. People with chainsaws, the Phalanx operative units. It was unchanged really from last year, but it gives the Forbidden Valley a nice little bit of atmosphere. What do you reckon?
Yeah, it's good that they added atmosphere to that area, considering like all the mazes are sort of towards the top end of the park where the towers are. It's nice to have something down, you know, the bottom end for when you're down there going on a Nemesis.
Absolutely, and Nemesis is always good fun in the dark. Would you say it's your favourite one, or would you reckon that Smiler's beat it now, Mark?
I'd say Smiler beats it now.
Ooh. Noob. Right, so
they don't light up because they don't do the Red River anymore. They used to light that up, which looked really cool when you were going over Nemesis, and they don't do that anymore, which is
true.
A shame.
True, that is a shame. But we'll carry on with the new. We've got the new Freak Show scare zone, which we visited on the way out, which was fun. I like the fact that Alton Towers have gone down the more American route of scare zones rather than queuing up to walk through it. It was only a small one. It was sort of like in between X Sector and Spinball, just that small area there, but it was fun. Good little bit of action. The actors were really fun in there.
They were really fun, but I still don't think that the UK parks get a scare zone as much as the American parks do.
Yeah, I mean, you got a point.
For example, there was an alternative route. If you were in America, you wouldn't get a route that didn't have a scare zone. You had to go through the scare zone or walk the long way around.
Yeah, that's a good point. There was a, but
you know, there was no reason to go through Freak Show if you were a wimp. Whereas when you're forced to, is when you have more fun, I think.
And if you're a wimp, why are you at Scarefest? so we will go through the order. We actually went through the mazes. We went through the children's maze first. That's right. They got a children's maze this year called House of Monsters. It's set in the old Wobble World area, which is in Cloud Cuckoo Land. Firstly, it was long. Wasn't it long?
Oh, I think it was about half hour altogether.
Yeah, and half an hour attraction. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're there all day, and I'm not sure what time it opened, that's fair enough, but we were there, we ran after work to try and get in as much as we could in about 2 hours. So it took a good chunk out of our time, but, you know, I suppose it gives families that extra value for their buck if it's a longer experience. I think it was a bit too long for what they were trying to do. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree. You know, the actors, they were good.
Yeah, really good actors.
I feel like the rooms could have been half the time. and still get the same experience.
Yeah, I agree. I think each room served a purpose, and they were enjoyable to an extent, and you could obviously tell that they were thinking about children in mind, and they didn't make it too kiddified, but they didn't make it too scary as well. So it was a good little bit of a medium. But as we all know, children, they get their attention span sort of goes quick. Ours went quick in a couple of rooms. I think it was perfect. I think the Frankie room when they were trying... spoilers, by the way. When they're trying to get Frankie, I think that was perfect. Also, the vampire room was quite good as well. It gave you a little bit of a task you had to do. It was maybe the first couple of rooms in the... I think, was it the plant room? They lasted just that little bit too long. Yeah. Whereas I think a 20-minute attraction rather than a half-hour attraction would be great. However, they did end it on sort of like a little mini corridor of scare maze, which was really quite fun. It got me, actually. I was at the end of the group. They got me there. So what do you reckon? Is it sort of like a good first attempt for Towers to do a children's attraction? Do you think it would ease them into a bigger attraction when they're older?
I do, and I specifically liked the fact that it had that little bit of a maze element at the end. With they had drop boxes and they had hidey holes. It just, we like exposing children to our world, and I think it was just a good starting point for people to maybe like grow up within Orton Towers and start with House of Monsters, and then when they get that little bit older and they can go into Terror of the Towers for the first time, I think it was just a good starting point.
Yeah, I agree, absolutely. So we got the children's stuff out of the way and the scare zone, so it was now time to head to the three main attractions. So you have Subspecies the End Games, which is returning from last year's lineup, which was brand new last year. Gone is Molly Crow. That was literally only there for 1 year, but it wasn't... It was okay. We enjoyed it, but it wasn't absolutely amazing, I'd say. They replaced that with something called Skin Snatchers, which we'll get onto in a little bit. But we also had the returning Terror of the Towers. Now, we'll get onto that again in a little bit, but Terror of the Towers, What Lies Within, has now been there since 2009. It hasn't changed a whole lot. But if it's not broke, don't fix it. So we'll move on to Subspecies the End Games. So Subspecies, like we say, is a returning attraction from last year. It's now award-winning, actually, for Best Scare Attraction from the Scar Awards at the annual Scare Con event. We really loved it. I think there's a couple of times where I thought there's more actors than last time, but it just turns out that they got us all at the end. They've changed it slightly from last year. There's now not two routes at the end, whereas last year, again, spoilers, you could have a chainsaw finale or like a big monster alien finale. Now, the monster alien, although it was good, didn't quite work. You could see the strings, it was a little bit meh. But it's a shame that they don't have the theme they had in the last container. Do you remember the eggs that were there?
Yeah,
they didn't have that.
Sort of linked it more to the Subterra part of it, where
the nemesis part,
yeah, sorry. Whereas this year that felt completely isolated from it.
Yeah, I would still say it's a fantastic maze. I just didn't get as much of the backstory, but again, it's the same beginning, so they do explain the actual maze, but it just didn't tie in with the whole, like you say, Subterra nemesis.
Maybe that's kind of thing. Subterra's closed.
True, Subterra is closed, which is, that lasted long, didn't it? What did you think to Subspecies, Martin? Still pretty damn intense. That chainsaw got us both at the end.
Yeah, it's intense. I thought it was more intense last year, personally. But, you know, there's so many different routes you can take, and they split you up and send you different ways. So last year I got more of a thrill out of it. This year I didn't really see any actors still towards the end. But overall, it's still an amazing attraction.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking of amazing attractions, we went on to our brand new for 2016 Scarefest attraction, which was the Ortonville Mine Tours, the Legend of the Skin Snatcher, longest name ever. I'm going to call it Skin Snatchers. It's a better name for it.
The original name.
Yeah, there's been about four different logos on the Orton Towers website. I don't think they could make up their mind. But nonetheless, I really enjoyed it. Remembering back to it now, I can't exactly remember loads because it flowed as if it was all the same thing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, it wasn't like, let's go into the bathroom and let's go into the kitchen. No, you sort of just flowed and you just got deeper and deeper. Then you'd see little bits of skin here and there. Then you'll see loads of skin. Then you'll see a whole body of skin. It was it just generally progressed quite well.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I was going
to
say.
Sorry, I took it. And then we also got to put on these helmets. In the group, there was about 10 of us, and we had 3 helmets, so one at the front, one at the middle, one at the end, and your lights were switched on, as if you were going into a mine. It surprises me that all the towns have gone for 2 mazes that are set underground, but it still worked. In fairness, the tower ruins do lend themselves well to that, because a lot of it does feel quite in the trenches anyway. So I was the one that had the helmet on, and spoiler alert, the light switched off. Ooh, then it switched on. Ooh, and then it started strobing. Ooh, and then it was pulsing. Ooh. So basically, the guys from Haunted Lantern have been over to Horton Towers, managed to strike up a deal, and we had Haunted Lanterns on our head. It was awesome. I really enjoyed it. It made for some rooms to be so much better than they would if you didn't have it on. Would you agree, Mark?
Yeah, I agree.
Cool. Thanks. You guys are really chatty tonight.
Insightful as ever.
Insightful as ever. So that was really good. And like I said, I did like the fact that you just sort of delved deeper and deeper into this skin snatches. So it's getting a little bit windy here, so we're going to just wrap it up with our last attraction, which actually was the attraction I enjoyed the most. We went to Terror of the Towers, What Lies Within. Now, don't get me wrong, we have done this attraction countless times. There was a slight route change yet again. They did change the route last year to accommodate the other 2 mazes, and there was a sort of like an area where you go up some steps and you go over the maze. They changed that this year, so it's just sort of come around in a U shape, but it works really well. It was a really, really lively cast in there. A big shout out to, you know, Kieran Quinn and Gareth Jones, Eva Ruth, everyone actually who was in there. Because we were the last group of the night, we got to go through as a 3. They know who we are, so yeah, we maybe got some preferential treatment, but still, you can tell that this team have been put in that maze for a reason. Their acting skills as scare actors is second to none.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, it was nice that we got preferential treatment, but not only that, I can't remember the last time we went through Terror of the Towers, because it has been there for a while.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time we went through it and actually had no idea where we were or where we were going. Like, there was a moment where we just kind of stopped because we didn't know where to go. And normally we could pretty much walk through that maze and go left, right, just because we've done it so many times and it hasn't changed dramatically. But it was nice for us to get back into the chapel room, which we haven't seen in about 3 years.
It's been there, just looked slightly different, hasn't it? And this year it really did look like a chapel.
Yeah, which is what it did the year that we did it extreme.
Yeah, and they sort of married us in there. Thanks, Gareth Jones, for that. Martin, do you agree with me when saying that the Terror of the Towers finale seems to be back in its full form? Last year it seemed a bit lacklustre. It seems to be as intense as it used to be in the old circuit. What do you reckon?
Yeah, last year it was sort of, you couldn't really feel like there was a finale. You'd just go for the maze and then it would come to an end. Obviously, you got the strobe room at the end. This year, you know, yeah, we had the preferential treatment, but it was still on edge everywhere.
Yeah.
And as Hannah says, you know, we didn't know where we were going. We didn't know where we were going to end up. Then we ended up in the finale, and
it is an intense
stole
finale.
The show.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've all been through a strobe finale, but there's just something that they do to that room with those vampires that the finale and the strobes have just worked beautifully in time. Okay then, guys, we are here at Twisted Attractions Terror Farm at Lower Drayton Farm in Penkridge, which, the best thing about this, it's 5 minutes from my house.
That's an exaggeration, it's 10.
Okay. We're not even married and she's already called me a liar. So, it's myself and Hannah. Hannah, how's it going tonight?
It's going well. It's a bit chilly. It's the first time this October that I've actually felt a bit chilly, so it's nice that the weather's matching the season.
Which means you're making me put the heating on now. We're also with Martin. You used to Martin, now he's come to a couple of events. How's it going, mate?
All right, yeah, thanks.
Good stuff. The guy that you can never get to shut up. And we're also here with Chris, which is Hannah's older brother. Chris, how's it going?
All good, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. You may recognise Chris if anyone's come to our attractions, the Escape Entertainment Attractions in Telford. We're also here with Chris's lady friend, Mel. Mel, you've only ever been to one other sort of scare event, so how do you feel you're going to cope tonight? Twisted do go quite crazy. You excited or scared?
Scared.
Fantastic. One word answers tonight. So, we are here. We're just in queue. She's got a spare change of knickers, and she's already changed them. What? Okay, so we are here at Twisted Attractions Hair Farm. We are just in the queue for Destruction, the zombie hayride, so we're looking forward to do that. We've got four attractions here tonight, along with all the food court and all the fair. To be fair to the guys, it's impressive. The amount they've grown in the last 4 to 5 years is insane. And we're saying that we haven't even been through an attraction yet. So we're here for the zombie hayride. We've also then got Mrs. Piggott's Pie Shop. We've got the Priory Fields and House of Insomnia, The Revenge. House of Insomnia was a really fun attraction me and Hannah did actually 2 years ago now back on Hur Street. So we're really looking forward to getting back through that again. So we'll chat to you again a little bit after we've got off our first attraction, which, like I say, is Destruction Zombie Hayride. Okay then, guys, we have just come off the Destruction Zombie Hayride, and it's a very bumpy ride, but very fun ride nonetheless. We had a few actors in there get up close and personal, wouldn't you say, Hannah?
Yeah, just like with every sort of hayride, they were up there in your face, they were on the trailer, obviously. No, it was good. I really, really liked the theming.
The theme was different to any other sort of trailer ride we've done before, haven't we? I mean, we've done Tully's and Screamfest, and we've done Spooky World. This one was more of a zombie theme throughout.
Yeah.
What I was most impressed with was the theming, the sort of scrap sort of theming.
Scrap theme. One of my lorries was in there.
Well, I picked up that mouthy cow. Right. So, Mark, what do you reckon of all the scrap theming? I like the school bus towards the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. They used the spice well. As you say, there's just a lot of scrap.
Makes sense. Scrap. And guys, your first time here at Twisted?
It's not my first time here at Twisted.
Well, here at this one.
Well, I'm quite surprised to see one of my work lorries out in the back being turned into scrap, but there we go.
True,
but
yeah.
It was good.
Cool stuff. And Mal, that was your first ever trailer ride. What do you think? Were you okay with it?
Not really. I shook like a leaf.
Okay, terrific.
She now has piles.
Okay. So our next maze is Mrs. Piggott's Pie Farm, and then we're going to go, I think, into House of Insomnia, which is returning from a couple of years ago. So we're looking forward to that, so we'll let you know what it's like when we come out of Mrs. Piggott's. So we've just come out of Mrs. Piggott's, and it was really, really good. I really enjoyed it. The beginning bit had a sort of Sweeney Todd-Ville kind of idea, would you say? The theming was great, especially in the first few rooms of the sort of grinding of all the meat. And the actress who was playing Mrs. Piggott was absolutely fantastic on the way in. I really enjoyed it, and then it sort of got a little bit more gruesome throughout, and it was more strobey, more... like getting lost. They had multiple routes you could go through, like the end sort of mazes. Hannah, what do you think?
It was good. I really, really liked the opening scene and the finger in the hole pie.
Yeah, was, good couple of entendres.
Yeah, it was fun. But then at the end, we got split up, but there was a pig-headed man that split us up in a strobe room, which appeared to separate us boys and girls and then pick on the girls, and then he grabbed me by the back of the hood and threw me out the maze. So it's good. Really,
you
good.
Know what they say about boys that pick on girls?
They fancy them.
Yeah. Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Because you've actually been here before. You came here on press night. You were coming here representing us. So, yeah, how did it go compared to, like, opening night?
They've upped their game from opening night, but as opening night is, it's there for the teething problems. Mrs. Piggott's was pretty much the same, so it was pretty top-notch back then, and it's top-notch again today.
Okay, guys, we have just finished our evening at Twisted Attractions Terra Farm at Lower Drayton Farm in Penkridge, close to Stafford. Really fun night. It's nice to see the guys have got a nice big farm area to work with now. They've got a fair, food stands, good music, lovely little pumpkins.
And a bar!
So we have just come out of the last two attractions. So we did House of Insomnia, Revenge... That was my favourite maze of the night,
yeah,
by far. It was the longest. Spoilers, because I suppose this episode is going out after Halloween, so you can know. But if you are coming next year, for example, don't listen now. It was like three mazes in one, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
They had like the main House of Insomnia area, which I think had some great theming in, really fun.
It was a better House of Insomnia sort of than what they've done before. House of Insomnia. House of Insomnia, mouthful, has always been one that's I've absolutely enjoyed every time, even though it's always got a chainsaw. But I think this sort of incarnation of it was just so much better than any they've had before.
Yeah, and it sort of really worked with the idea of, like,
the idea of insomnia is that you're awake, you're always awake, you're awake at night, and it had that feeling when you were sort of, you had the hood over your head so it was dark but you're still awake walking. Does that make sense? And you went, you followed a so again, it was
beautiful.
Like three, I'm so smart. It had that sort of section, so you'd have the section of the indoor maze bit, then you'd have the basically rope maze area. And that took you into the middle of the woods. You had no idea where you were. And again, that felt like the dream state of it. If you finally got to sleep, you're in the woods, crazy, you know, dolls having picnics and that kind of thing. My, would you say that was your favourite maze?
Oh, yeah, by far.
Easily. Again, I'm glad we bring him with us. So, yeah, that was really, really good. I really enjoyed that one. Then we went to our last attraction, fourth attraction, Priory Fields. It's basically a corn maze. The beginning of that was awesome. We went into like a container. It was sort of like a priest. The priest character was awesome. Like the, well, that's what I found actually at the beginning of all these mazes. The hosts slash character actors, because they sort of both do the same job, don't they? The character actors do the hosting side of it. Over at Twisted, they've all been top notch. Mrs. Piggott was fantastic. The guy before Destruction, fantastic. Do you know what I mean? They've all set the scene really well.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed the fact that this corn maze, it was a corn maze as such. There wasn't loads of Harris fencing either side of it, like other places we've been to. You could see that.
Yeah, it made it feel more realistic. And sort of like anyone can come at you from any sort of angle, whereas when we've been through corn mazes before, when the Harris fencing stops, you know, there's an actor coming. I really like that. It really put me sort of on edge, that and the long periods of like silence and stillness just really, really built up that tension in you.
Yeah, I agree with that, definitely. I mean, it could have done with a couple more actors, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I do like a long walk because it sort of builds the anticipation, the trepidation, but then it's sometimes awkward when you just about past that to think, oh, come on. But when it did come, it came, and it was awesome. And the guys, I always find corn mazes are hard ones to work with. You know, you don't have a bed you can hide behind, and you don't have a chest of drawers that you can bang. You're literally there. You make a move, you make a little noise so they know where you're coming from. You gotta be dead still. You're there in the cold, the dark. They are definitely a hard attraction. Likewise with the hayride as well. Yeah, they are hard attractions to work. It's hard to scare us when you're 10 feet ahead of us in like a car wreck.
Yeah.
To then come onto the, you can't get that impact scare. So, kudos to the teams, especially working those attractions. And again, spoiler, we got to go down a slide.
Oh yeah. That wasn't in Priory Fields, though. That was in House of Insomnia.
I know, but I just thought about it and thought that was really fun. Did you enjoy going down the slide, Mart?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Mart enjoys going down.
There was two girls in front of us that were absolutely refusing because they thought it was a dark tunnel, and then Martin just strolled up dead cash and just went, whee!
And that was really good. That was really good. That was probably my highlight of the night, House of Insomnia, absolutely. So, four fun attractions. Again, this is their first year, Twisted, here at the Load Drayton Farm. So, there's obviously loads of time to be able to improve throughout the years as well. I really do think this is one to watch. It's in its very early stages now, but it's definitely one to watch in the future. So, that's us for Twisted Attractions Terra Farm at Lower Drayton Farm in Penkridge.
Back to you in the studio.
Back to us in the studio.
Bye.
You're listening to Scare Trap.
So there we have it. They were our thoughts of the awesome scare attractions that were Farmageddon, Alton Towers, Twisted Attractions, Dr. Wright, and Screamfest. But Sean, you did come to a few of those attractions as well, didn't you?
I actually visited Dr. Frights and Alton Towers whilst you both were away in America. By the sounds of the audio, you had an amazing time at both events.
Yeah.
But what did you think? Like, honestly, I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Frights. I sadly didn't get to go to their last event last year. But I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
We always have to put our hats off to, I mean, they only have a few, I think we mentioned this in the audio, they only have a few weeks to set it all up, and it's sort of like that B-movie kind of feel to it. And
there's nothing the same out there. I think that's it as well. They're sort of pushing, not pushing the boundaries between movies and mazes, because I don't think that that's what they're doing, but it's so nice to have mazes that, you know, aren't IP mazes, that's a bit cheesy, a bit Bean movie. Like, yeah.
But do you know what I find so refreshing is the fact that, you know, this is the guy that creates it. You can really tell that he loves his horror and he loves his horror movies.
Joe, definitely.
And the fact that, like you said, Joe only gets a couple of weeks to put the event on, and you know,
I mean, it's Joe. It's a proper family affair, really, isn't it? I mean, Joe and his brother, and I know his mum works the food cart, and it really is sort of like a good sort of family run event, and they do have so much passion for it.
Yeah, and I think what also kind of pushes them over the edge is how intense, I don't know if intense is the right word, but how lively their actors are.
They've got some very, very good sort of and they're all volunteer actors as well. I know they don't mind me saying that, and they really do. They're there for the passion.
Yeah.
Especially in Grindhouse.
Yeah.
They were
Grindhouse, don't you mean?
Sorry, Slaughterhouse Rocks. It was Grindhouse Presents Slaughterhouse Rocks, wasn't it?
Yeah. So that was my favourite, and I think it's everyone's favourite, to be honest.
Yeah,
it was my fave.
I don't know about you guys, but when I went through, there were, I'm going to say it, a shit ton of actors, hillbillies, with chainsaws.
Yep.
Like, it was insane. Absolutely insane.
With boobs.
With boobs. Did you get
boobs?
Lots
of boobs.
Was there?
I got man boobs.
You even mentioned it in the on-location for stuff.
Oh, I must have blocked it out.
Anyway, let's get on to... We also obviously spoke about our visit to Alton Towers. And Sean, you went quite early in the run.
Yeah, I actually... To be fair, I went twice to Alton Towers.
Oh.
The first time, it was literally a quick visit to go on. Literally, all we went on was Jewel. And then we literally had to peg it down whichever road we had to go down, the A1 or whatever, to Tully's Farm for the evening event. But then a week later, I went back to Alton Towers to do the Halloween events, like the scare attractions. But sadly, I didn't get to do the mining.
No.
Oh, you didn't do Altonville Mine Tour?
No.
What?
I am gutted.
Why not?
Because when we sadly didn't get to Alton Towers until about 2 p.m., and then by the time, and it was a Saturday, so it was heaving.
Oh,
and by the time we finished all the other two attractions, it was a 2-hour queue for the mining experience. And I was just, again, we had to get home that night, and it was already, you know, it was getting late. So we were just like, guys, we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to skip this one. And I was gutted because obviously the guys at Scare Lantern, is it?
Haunted Lantern.
Sorry, I'm just putting scare in front of everything nowadays. the guys at Haunted Lantern, I know they really wanted me to go through it. And I was, you know, I'm just gutted.
Well, you're in luck because you'll get to go through it in June.
Of course.
Is it Scare June? I thought it was May.
No, June.
Is it? Oh.
It's in June.
Stuck off the right day.
It's June because I said, oh,
it's 2 days
after
your
birthday.
That's it. All right, your birthday. Yes, yeah, ScareCon next year, and its 10th year will be at Alton Towers.
Yeah, we'll get to do it then.
Absolutely. We'll chat to Michael about that on our ScareCon Aftershock episode as well. Really excited about that. So, yeah, it's a real big shame you didn't get to go to Alton Towers. We did mention it in the on-location audio that we had a great time in all the mazes. We had the best run through Terror of the Towers.
Yeah.
Skin Snatchers, well, Altonville Mine Tours, what was really good, really fun. I did enjoy it. I tell you what was slightly disappointing was the hosts.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel that I don't want to badmouth anyone because every actor worked their damned hardest and they were absolutely lovely hosts. The guy who does need a mention at the beginning of Altonville Mine Tours, the guy that sort of gives you the rules just before you go in.
We tried to find out who it was, but no one knew.
Tall, good-looking guy was the best sort of host before maze I've seen in all our 400 plus attractions. Yeah. He was fantastic. But there were some who were just downright rude.
Yeah.
Like, you'd ask a question, either pretended to not hear you or just ignored you or shrugged your shoulders.
Yeah, there was that one that completely ignored you.
She was just, like, there were some that were just rude, tried to make things difficult. But other than that, there were some absolutely lovely ones. So you can't tar them all with the same brush.
No, not at all.
But I've just noticed that there was a bit of a dip this year.
Maybe it's because this year they've minimised their sort of opening times. Do you know what I mean? Like, they weren't open for longer periods. So it's the same amount of people trying to go through in a lesser time frame.
Well, yeah.
So maybe it was the high demand made the staff get their backs up,
maybe? No,
it's
no excuse, really.
It's no excuse.
But, Sean, you mentioned that it was a two-hour wait. How can something be a two-hour wait when you're booking for a time slot?
Yeah, that's what kind of made us really angry.
Makes no sense.
We got really kind of angry, and also, like you were saying about how rude the kind of hosts were, of course, like, they were all apologetic, and I'm not going to moan about a queue because, you know, queues form, and I'm not going to be a moaner about a queue, but yeah. It's just the fact that they do have these time slots and things are still overrunning, and when it gets down to the kind of the nitty-gritty of it all, they can't manage. Like,
yeah, it would appear that they just can't manage with the amount. And I heard that from, we'll talk about it a little bit more on the next episode, but Thorpe Park couldn't manage with the amount of...
Don't even get me started on Thorpe Park.
We'll talk about that next episode, guys.
Of course.
So we'll wrap it up. We'll wrap it up on a positive. The mazes at Orton Towers were spot on yet again.
I totally agree. And I don't know if you guys, just quickly, I want to add this in. When we went into Subspecies, what was the other one?
Terror of the Towers.
It was Terror of the Towers. We had an evac stop. And
oh, no.
It was just at the point where you just walk through all the kind of cloth. And then you're going through, I want to say it's before, I don't know what I'm saying, I'm rambling, because I don't know where it is, but it's kind of 2 minutes into the attraction, and you get into a room where there's more, like, larger objects covered in cloth.
Okay.
Anyway.
So the first room?
I kind of want to say the first room. No, what, the video room?
The first room. No, not the video room, sorry. I count that as, like, the pre-show. Pre-show. But so, yeah, if you're counting the video as the first room, the second room then?
Yeah, it was in that area. The lights literally went on, and I thought it was part of the show. I was like, wow. I was like, they have a whole light show for each group. I was like, this is amazing. And then suddenly all the actors kind of came out of character and said, this is an evac stop. Please, can you evacuate the building? And we got out smoothly and effortlessly. And it was actually quite funny because as we were going through the cloth to the emergency exit, there were a couple of actors kind of behind the scenes that were actually still in character, which
that's cool.
I kind of felt was obviously they would have helped you, but they were still kind of looking at you with the kind of zombie gaze and all that kind of stuff. But I just found that fun. And also House of Monsters was insane. Loved it.
Yeah, we spoke about House of Monsters. Some parts I absolutely loved. Some parts I think dragged on a bit too much for kids.
Yeah, I kind of felt like it dragged on for adults, definitely. Yeah. But I maybe feel like for kids it would have been like the best thing ever.
Yeah. I suppose we didn't go through a group with any kids, so it would have been difficult for us to... But I work with kids, so I kind of think I know their minds.
Yeah, you are kind of kid yourself. You have the same mental...
Yeah, I'm mental age of four. So... On that bombshell, we shall end the show there. Like we say, this was part one of our UK scares. Part two will be in episode 31, where we cover a few other attractions that Sean managed to get to this year. Now, before we end the show, we just want to say an absolute thank you to everyone that's bought some ScareTrack merchandise.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. Obviously, we've got T-shirts, we've got vest tops, we've got some that say I'm a ScareTrack fan, we've got our pumpkin logo, we've also got our fantastic artist Lou Jones drew us as cartoons. There's myself, Sean and Hannah as cartoons on a pumpkin logo, and that's in t-shirt and vest top as well. You can get them in grey, black, white. Thank you so much to everyone who's already bought some Scare Chat merchandise. If you would like to support the show in any way, obviously we love your messages, please keep sending them in. We love your feedback on Facebook. Please do feel free to comment on an episode, to send us a message, give us a shout out. We'll shout it all out on the show. Like I say, just head over to facebook.com/scaretrack. But if you want to help us just that tiny bit financially, we get just a small cut of these sales, and it just goes towards helping the running costs of the show. You know, we don't get paid for this, we do it out of the love, but it does help us just that tiny little bit to help keep the show running. So,
and I just want to mention quickly, it's Christmas, they make great Christmas presents.
They are a perfect shopping, a perfect stocking seller. That's a mouthful. Perfect
stocking seller. Stocking filler.
Yeah, stocking filler. So, it's been a
you
long
can tell day. We don't do presents anymore.
Yeah, it's a long day at work today. So that brings us to the end of episode 30 of the Scare Trap podcast. Thank you so much for joining me, Sean.
Oh, thanks. It's been emotional.
It has. And Hannah, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
As always, thank you so much for listening, guys. And we will see you on episode 31. See you later, guys.
Bye. Later.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh.